Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We are back at the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. If you've never been here, you owe it to yourself to come and check it out. It's unbelievable how many things they have. 21 million cards, not to mention other items, helmets, footballs, you name it, they got it. And we are kicking off the Feed the Need with a telethon that will really take place next week. But this is our kickoff event in today's show. So if you call in this number, 412-920-9444, you can bid on certain things we have available, like a Paul Skeens PSA 10 rookie lot, which is now being offered for $600. If you want to top that bid, call 920-9444. We have a Clemente booklet card, awesome, with game-used bat pieces describing the MVP logo that you see on here. $650 current bid. TJ Watt autographed jersey, Beckett authentic, $200 current bid. And then Penguins team signed autographs, 22 of them, including Coffey, Recce Stevens, Lemieux, Jay Caulfield, $300, and an O'Neill Cruz autographed baseball right now going for $100. Again, it all goes for Feed the Need, 412-920-9444. Pomp and Joe with you here, and we're welcoming in Mr. Mark Caboli, Austin City Limits Bechtel, back at the station. And, Mark, you're going to be busy, I would imagine, here in the next several days, given what's happened now that we know the Minnesota Vikings have said no, thank you, to Aaron Rodgers, at least for now. So what do you think that means, and how soon do you think we'll get an answer from Mr. Hide in the Darkness Rodgers?
I don't think anybody knows, Joe. If they do, they're making it up for sure. I think he's on his own time right now. So now, and in one way, with Minnesota basically pulling out of the picture here, it really doesn't, unless the Steelers get fed up and just pull their name out of the hat. I mean, it pretty much doesn't. It really just allows the Steelers, if they want to, just sit and wait. I mean, if you don't get Aaron Rodgers, you get Russell Wilson, right? I mean, there's no other options for either one of them, unless you would think that Russell would go to Cleveland or New York, but you would think that he would have done that already. Maybe if the retirement by Rodgers maybe throws a little bit of a wrench into that plan, but I mean, I think you just, at this point, you've pretty much pushed all your chips to the middle with Aaron Rodgers and just deal with it until, you know, until he makes his decision. I mean, you would love to know so you can move forward with planning, but it's not like he's going to be there for OTAs or mini camp or anything like that.
Shouldn't he be, though, Mark? Shouldn't he be? I mean, this is a whole, if he does come here, I mean, he didn't do it in New York, and I know what he's done, but man, that's one of the problems. He also has an offense that he likes to run, which may not be, you know, in connection with what they see here in Pittsburgh or in New York with the Giants. He has a lot of say in that.
Yeah, Bob, I mean, beggars can't be choosers. I mean, you put yourself in a position where this is your guy of choice. He pretty much has all the power now. So if he says, yeah, I'll sign here, but I'm not going to be showing up until, I mean, hypothetically, I'm not showing up until we hit St. Vincent College. I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to just say no? Let me go to Joe Flacco and Mason Rudolph? I mean, he pretty much has them under their thumb right now. So you would imagine he would show up, but I don't know if he would. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. He pretty much does what he wants to do at this point. So I don't see it lasting, you know, months, but I also don't see it being figured out here in days either. You just have to deal with it.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, and the Fan Hotline, on which the big boy is on, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're out at the baseball card castle in Cranberry. Bob, a man just showed up. Was it a Coupe de Ville? Was that the name of the car? He bought Joe Namath's old car. T-Bird, you're an expert on this. This guy bought Joe Namath's old car, and it's sitting in the parking lot here with all kinds of Namath memorabilia.
And he wants to sell it to you.
That thing is nice.
I thought
nice.
He wanted to give it to Ron. I'm a little confused as to what he had the papers for the car. He wanted to give it to Ron.
Yeah, he ain't doing that.
Are you sure about that?
I'm sure. That's for sale.
Is that car for sale,
for anyone
sale,
who's
sir,
out there who loves sports and cars, he's looking. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, oh, I would buy it and give it to Ron. Yeah. Big boy, you should see this car. You ever been in a Coupe de Ville?
No. But if he actually thought he was going to sell something to Ron Cook, he must have never met Ron Cook before.
You're right about that.
No, but hey, the bottom line is everybody's still thinking about Ron. The pizza had his name on it when it came in here.
This is almost in honor of Ron today. Sir, what's your name?
Edward Fobb.
Edward Fobb. And how did you get this car? Did you buy it directly from Namath?
Namath gave it to his nephew, Franklin Namath Jr. And I was in business, and my partner bought it. Mm-hmm. And then I bought it from him 30 years ago.
For how much, do you mind my asking?
I think about $3,500. I don't even remember.
How many miles are on it?
99,000.
This guy T-Bird over here, he puts sound systems in cars. He's a miracle worker.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have a car stereo shop in Sharpsburg, but I love restoring and working on custom cars in general.
Okay, there's a shop down there, too, that does nothing but classics.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
T-Bird will do it any way you please.
I love cars.
Big boy, have you met T-Bird yet, our hot dog eating champion?
Come on, T-Bird is the Sunday afternoon, evening pregame show guru for the Steelers.
Yeah. Is that me? I think you might be confusing me with somebody else.
We're getting way off the tracks here. All right.
We have gone off the tracks. Thank you, sir. The car is awesome. I enjoyed seeing it, and I have a picture I'll show Ron. And that's really cool. He's the biggest Namath fan there is. At this point, big boy, they might as well sign Joe Namath. Aaron Rodgers stinks. You think he'd be better than Flacco? You think he'd be better than Fields? Yeah. You think he'd be better than Mason?
Well, I'll take my chances with the first two. be honest with you, he's still Aaron Rodgers. I think what Aaron Rodgers brings that none of the other ones you've mentioned is maybe, I don't know, I'm not even going down the Flacco street right now, but I think what a guy like Rodgers brings you is the experience of winning in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. I understand it's been a long time right now.
Namath would bring you that too. Aaron Rodgers was an underachiever in the playoffs in his recent career.
Well, recent, yes, but I think he would give yourself the best opportunity. Now, if you can do something like Mason for the season and Aaron Rodgers for the playoffs, maybe that's the best bet right now. But, you know, just let it play out right now. I think we're going to have to do that because I still think Aaron Rodgers has a ton of talent. You know, just watching him last year and his ability to throw the ball, especially back shoulder fades to pretty good wide receivers and to be able to move the ball down the field. He is still very talented, Maybe it hasn't shown up on the field consistently over the past couple of years, but I think they're in a position when they got Mason now to be able to wait. I mean, the worst comes to worst, you have Mason out there, and that's, you know, that's not like dog crap out there. And Mason can still is a pretty good NFL football player that can get you through a season and get you to your proverbial 10 wins to 11 wins with this team. Aaron Rodgers, like I said, you're all in with him. Give it a shot. And if it doesn't work, you move on to somebody else next year. And I think that's
10 wins or 11 with Mason, I think, is optimistic. But I have a different question. Last year at this time, Cam Hayward was rolling out the red carpet for Russell Wilson, campaigning for him, bringing his friends into the campaign, FaceTiming with him. I'm sure you heard what he said with the Aaron Rodgers thing yesterday, which was basically, you want to be on the team, cool. If not, no skin off my back. If the leader of this team is saying that publicly, what are you thinking if you're Rodgers, and what do you think in general of what Cam said? It doesn't sound, call me crazy, doesn't sound to me like he loves the idea of Aaron Rodgers on the Steelers.
I think he's playing the role of the leader right there, you know, hostages. You know, we want volunteers, not hostages type of situation. I don't know how much. I don't know if he really means that or not. Cam gets caught up sometimes in his emotions and says stuff. Maybe that is his true emotions right there. But I really didn't take a ton away from that of him being critical of him. Maybe he's just saying, hey, we would like to know who our quarterback is right now. I don't
Big
know.
Big boy, he was asked if he would go in a cave with Rodgers and said, I'm not doing that crap. You want to join the Steelers? Join the Steelers. If not, forget it.
I took it as him fooling around.
What?
I took it as him joking around. You know, he was on his podcast. I did not.
If you listen to it. Maybe tell me. Let's all listen to it together. Bob, are you ready for this?
Let's go.
I did not take this as joking. I could be wrong, but especially when I compare it to Russell Wilson last year, he practically ran a PR campaign for Russell Wilson. Here we go.
From the Not Just Football podcast.
I want to play football. I'm tired of talking about the quarterback situation. I'd rather have it done. I don't know what ends up happening. I don't know, man. Like, this is... I'm ready to move on in the free agency. It's too much going on.
So if they called you and were like, we need you to follow him into the darkness for a couple days. If he says, if you come down there with him, he's signing. Are you going to be off the grid for a little bit, go to the darkness and try to get this guy? We need you. You're our best recruiter. I'm about to get to Darius Slay, and it sounds like you recruited him too. So we need you to start recruiting. Get that NIL bag out like you did at Ohio State.
I ain't doing that darkness retreat. I don't need any of that crap. Like, either you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. That's simple. That's the pitch. Like, if you want me to recruit, that's the recruiting pitch. You know, Pittsburgh Steelers, if you want to be part of it, so be it. If you don't, no skin on my back.
Big boy?
Well, the first three quarters that he was definitely fooling around, right?
You agree with that, Bob?
I think he had fun with the darkness thing, if that's what you're implying, Mark. That he was making
fun. I think we all agree with the first three quarters, but what you see is that went on.
He was losing his mind a little bit over how long this has gone. And that revealed itself.
Aren't we all, though, right?
Yeah.
Aren't we all? So, I don't know. I just didn't take it as a shot, so to speak. I got it as, hey, I'm fed up. I need to find out who my quarterback is. And I honestly do think he was playing the role of the captain. Hey, like I said, you either jump on board or leave. And I think that goes with about anybody. I don't think there's no ill will towards Aaron Rodgers. But once again, maybe I'm 100% off base on this, and maybe it was a shot. But that would be an interesting place to take a shot at. You know, a week and a half into his courting of Aaron Rodgers, the captain of the team, to come out and make a statement like that, that's one of the reasons why I just thought he was just fooling around.
Why so different compared to Wilson last year?
Well, maybe the Wilson thing he learned last year, that maybe I should just stay out of it. I don't know. I'm just totally grasping straws here of why he said what he did what he did. I don't know. I have no idea, but That's a tough situation to answer right now because I don't even know who else was the quarterback. Who was else with the quarterback options last year? It was Kenny. Was he taking shots at Kenny last year by courting Russell Wilson?
Yes. I think the defensive leaders made quite a statement when they go out in public and start courting Russell Wilson when Kenny's still on the team. Of course. Yes.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
All right, let's move beyond that now. We saw dinner last night with Jalen Milroe. How are you, Mark, in assessing – because regardless of what happens with this Aaron Rodgers situation, they're going to need somebody else in that room, whether it's another veteran or most likely someone they draft this year. But they don't have a second-round pick. If they don't get anyone in the first round, can they afford to – and what do you get out of a fourth-round pick at quarterback these days?
Probably not much. I mean, I'm sure that you can go around the league and find a handful of guys that were successful out of that third day situation. I think Dak Prescott was, what, third round pick? You're not going to get too many Tom Brady's out of it, right? Was he a fourth? So, you're really stretching it right there. So I don't know if you're going to find anything. At that point, why do you even do it, right? Just to add somebody to the roster. I don't know if you do that. Now, if they had a second-round pick, maybe that's different. Maybe they can move into the second round. But I think that you just bring another guy in. I mean, I'm not even considering Skylar Thompson here. If you got Mason and you're able to bring somebody else in, a veteran type of guy, doesn't even have to be a veteran as that number two, if Aaron Rodgers doesn't come, I think that's a better option than just throwing a pick at somebody in the fourth round. Just worry about that next year at that time. So I don't think so. You know, I mean, obviously, if things break in the first round, different, you can grab your guy Jackson Dart.
I hope so.
He may be long gone based on some of these things.
This thing is itching again. There was a guy in here who brought in tick medication for me. Should I take it?
Is he a doctor?
Yeah, I think I got bit by a tick.
He's been saying that all day, but there's no evidence.
Are they out? There's no ticks out?
They stay in you forever.
No, they'll be still. They'll be stuck in your body. You can see it.
They go all the way into the heart chamber.
You can't see the tick necessarily. Can you, T-Bird?
I don't know. I thought the tick stood. It was like a bug on your leg.
Yeah, it's like attaches itself to your skin. You would be able to see it.
What if he's already in there?
Well, if he dug his way in there, then that's not good.
A nice little home.
Nesting.
He's going to have babies, and they're going to reproduce, and you're going to have all – do you know how much they reproduce? They can go
everywhere. He got in there, and now he's trying to get out after this show, Bob.
My goodness.
So what about Milroe?
Yeah, what about this dinner?
I asked you that originally, but then we got off track. I mean, is he worth taking, do you think? He's a talented kid. I think probably the best athlete of the guys that are available. What is your take?
And if I may piggyback on Bob's question, how significant, honestly, is it when the Steelers take somebody out like that? Like, do we then start paying more attention to that?
Oh, Yeah, I mean, no, I think they do that every single year at Alabama. I'm pretty sure they take a handful of guys. I don't even think it was just him. It was probably a group of guys, to be honest with you, to see how – a lot of times they do that for different reasons, too, to be able to see interactions between certain peoples and their teammates and see what they order and stuff like that. They got all this whole weird little plan of how they try to get deep into somebody's psyche, too. So I'm sure –
sometimes that, they get references from those guys about other players that you may be not talking about, you know, who could be, you know, free agents.
Well, how many times – Pop, do you see maybe they don't draft a guy now, but in 4 years ago, right. Like, this guy was very interesting to us. Let's come back around to that. I'm sure there's a bunch of – I mean, you're in Alabama, for goodness sakes. There's probably like half a dozen first-round picks there that they're probably interested in, or first-day picks or first-two-day picks that they want to get a look at as well. So I wouldn't automatically assume it's Milroe, but I'm sure he's part of it too. Where he comes off the board – That's the key to all this, right? I mean, if he's there in, you know, third, fourth round, yeah, great. But once you get rid of that second round pick, it pretty much limits you, right? No pun intended. The limits of what you can do if you don't want to take a quarterback in the first round, which it doesn't appear that they would do that.
All right, we'll finish you off with this one. Jerry Dulac's chat is up. He's great at what he does, but there's something that he's been on for a while that I just vehemently disagree with him, is this Mason Rudolph's been mistreated train. Bill in L.A.
You're asking the wrong person, Joe.
Says, Jerry, as you've mentioned, Mason Rudolph was treated very poorly by the Steelers for a long time. Why do you think Mason is coming back for more punishment? Jerry said, that's a good question, Bill. I'm not sure. I'm sure. Because hardly anybody else wants him except maybe the Giants, and he's going to make $8 million over 4 years. And every time he's come back to the Steelers, he has, in fact, gotten a chance when it was merited. What are we talking about here?
Well, there's a lot of reasons why he was mistreated. It starts from day one, so I don't even want to go there. To be honest with you, because
what was day one?
Day one is when you have a first-round grade on him, get him in the third round. You don't have a then you dump your quarterback coach. You have him take 13 reps. He doesn't take any reps with all. He has to do virtual reality just to get any time at all. Then the next year you throw him into the starting lineup and say, go ahead, Ben's hurt. And then you have different coordinators. You still don't have offensive – you don't have quarterback coaches. Get smacked over the head. I mean, you can go on and on and
That's
on.
It's not
and
their
on.
Fault he got smacked over the head.
There's a lot
they didn't
of
do that
why.
To him. That was Myles Garrett last I checked. And not only that, when it was Myles Garrett and he was accused of a racial slur, Mike Tomlin and the organization backed him 1,000% on that and essentially said Myles Garrett is lying. Yeah. Plus, he's been paid millions of dollars to handle a clipboard. They didn't have to stick with him. Huh?
I just don't think they put him in a position to be successful right now. We talk about all the time about this is a team that can't develop quarterbacks. I think that's number one right there. That's like the poster child of the Pittsburgh Steelers of not being able to, not caring to, not putting the resources into developing a quarterback.
Well, I guess Tennessee couldn't either because he had 9 touchdowns and 9 picks.
That's the worst
last
team in the league last year. The worst.
Okay, so where is Mason going to go where he's going to be good?
They didn't want him either. They wanted Will Levis to be their quarterback, so they didn't even give him an opportunity there.
Oh, well, poor Mason. Everywhere he goes, he gets no opportunity except to start games.
Well, if ever there was a time to beat out a quarterback, it would have been Will Levis because he has not played well down there.
Would you have picked up Levis and Butthead?
No, I didn't, and that's why they're going to redraft the position this year. Tennessee will take a first-round quarterback.
He did have multiple opportunities to go this year, and the reason why he came here is plain and simple. For not only the $8 million or the $4 million a year, but what other opportunity do you have to play behind a potential 41 and a potential 37-year-old quarterback? I mean, either one of those guys can get hurt walking up the steps, and all of a sudden you're the starting quarterback.
That's he might have had the same thing with the Giants. They're the other team. He didn't even go to their interview. They had him scheduled. He didn't go there. So he went back to the place where he's been so horribly mistreated without even listening to the Giants, who actually have a pretty good offensive mind as their coach.
Who's probably darn close of getting fired if things go wrong this year, then guess who's on his way out?
Yeah, unless Mason is as good as you think he is and gets his fair chance there and leads him to 11 wins.
Why are you such a hater, Joe?
I'm telling what I think the truth is with Mason Rudolph here.
Everybody loves Mason, and you have to be a guy that really throws the shade towards him now.
Yeah.
You're that guy.
Why did he come back here if he had a chance to go to New York? If they've treated him so poorly, why is he back?
I told you why. I don't know why he came back.
I think that whole treated poorly thing has been embellished. I don't think it's
so. Do I? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's like everything that, you know, then takes a life on its own. I think obviously he knew that this was an opportunity, and he's smart enough to know that he's going to get some playing time, if not starting time. So why wouldn't you do it? And you can sense when a team is struggling to find guys on their roster. This second straight year, they've had to change over the entire quarterback room. So
we have to go, Bob. It's 104.
Why do you always do that to me where you are allowed to talk as long as you want, as you control this truck down the street?
It was the big boys.
Pomp, forget about that. He was in the toilet for the first 5 minutes of the segment.
That's right, he was.
Yeah, I can't help that I'm having more blowouts than the 1960 World Series.
I don't think you were doing that at all. I think you were looking at your tick bite in the mirror, trying to figure out what it is and why.
Look how it's getting redder because I'm scratching it. You see how it's changed since the beginning of the show?
I also see little ticks in there. There are going to be multiple. Yeah,
the guy's starting a family in there.
Starting
Bob.
A family in your leg.
Check, man. You can get Lyme's disease, Joe, real quick.
Okay. Thank you, big boy. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, Mark.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.